Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown, really excited to bring onto the show country superstar Brett Eldridge. Hey, Brett.
Hello, what y'all doing?
Not much. We're still at work.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, we are going into the studio.
You're at work. You have a new single out, Gabrielle, which we've been playing a lot here on Country 102.5, but also you're going to be on Stephen Colbert's show tonight.
Yes, tonight. I'm pumped. You know, it's going to be a creative way to do it, which we're all being creative right now, which is a beautiful thing. You know, you work with what you got, and tonight I'm going to be on Colbert, which is really cool. I love Colbert as it is. So
from a home studio?
From the back porch.
Oh, even better. That's incredible. I love it. So, Brett, you and I, we actually shared the same guitar player back in Nashville, Charlie Hutto, many years ago. And you and I, we've met each other many times, but I would always see you coming in from like a tour, coming into the airport or whatever. But I want to bring you back to a second at the ACMs. Years ago, you and I ended up walking out of the ACMs in Las Vegas at the same time. You and I were both in the nosebleed section.
Yes.
Walking out. And I said hi to you, and you were so nice, and you always have been. But I want you to take me back to that moment and now where you are now. Like, your career has just come so far. Do you remember being in the nosebleeds at the ACMs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, very well. In fact, I remember everything I did that night. And it's so fun to think about those days. You know, I think there's that part of you always sticks with you. If it doesn't, there's something wrong. Because I think just those moments are what fire you up to keep, you know, striving and making music, and hopefully your music will continue to connect one day. But I loved being a fan. I've always been a fan, I would sit in the nosebleeds still, because I think it's kind of fun to sit in the nosebleeds anyway.
I know.
You gave up social media famously. I mean, you still do a little bit of connection, but used to be somebody who from the morning until night was all over social media, and you were able to distance yourself from that. Have you found yourself going back more towards it during this pandemic?
You know, I no. But here's why.
That's good.
Great
impressed.
Answer. You know what? No.
Oh, the thing is, I had to do. It was just unhealthy for me. I was on it all the time, and I first thing when I would wake up, and last thing when I went to bed. What I really wanted to do was get a healthy relationship with it, so I stepped away from it for a long time. And now, you know, I with my phone, I do have I had a flip phone. Now I have a smartphone.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
And it was awesome. And so I. Now I have the smartphone, but I have it on a limit, so like I can only use.
I have that too, but I always ignore it. You know, when it gives you the 15-minute warning, right? It's very strict, but you actually follow it.
Well, there's a trick.
Oh,
so I've done it. That now you're trapped. But so what you could do is you can set a lock. You can set a passcode to it, and so you just have somebody you know that you're around, set it, and have them not tell you the passcode, and then there's no way you can get back in.
Oh.
And so, that's intense.
And so I lock myself out, and so I only get like, you know, an hour a day for all my apps or whatever. And so I'm not surfing, you know, a million YouTube rabbit holes. You're watching 800 different videos,
right.
You know, and then you're on social media scrolling. You know, it's just like. So that kind of stuff has helped me a lot and just kind of
Made later me check out the Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown Facebook page because we're live streaming.
Yeah,
so, you know, if you have an hour, at least dedicate it to us, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
And you pick your things that you really focus on, and maybe that's going to be one of my things for today. Then.
All right. Brett Eldridge, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Again, check out his new single, Gabrielle, and he's going to be on Colbert Show tonight. Brett, thank you so much for joining us. Country 102.5.
All right.
Talk to you.
See you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.